Nolte, Franchise Poisoners at Disney Might Have Killed Pirates of Caribbean. By John Nolte on November 14, 2022. The shameless child groomers at the Walt Disney Company appear to have killed another franchise. This time it's the lucrative Pirates of the Caribbean series that resulted in 5 movies and more than $3 billion worldwide for the perverts. From the far-left variety. Margot Robbie announced in a new Vanity Fair cover story that her female-fronted Pirates of the Caribbean movie is dead at Disney. Variety has reached out to the studio for comment. It was announced in June 2020 that Oscar nominee Robbie would be the star of a new Pirates of Caribbean movie at Disney written by her Birds of Prey screenwriter Christina Hodson. "We had an idea and we were developing it for a while, ages ago, to have more of a female-led. Not totally female-led, but just a different kind of story. Which we thought would have been really cool," Robbie told Vanity Fair about her intended Pirates movie with Disney. "But I guess they don't want to do it." So, after killing a goose called Star Wars, a golden goose called Toy Story, and currently killing a golden goose called Marvel, it looks as though Pirates is also dead. Is there nothing these woketards can't destroy? Oh, yeah, after coming up with the stupid idea of an all-girl Pirates, we're learning that Disney is effortlessly working to destroy the Indiana Jones franchise by replacing Indiana Jones with a girl. What is Pirates without Johnny Depp? What is Pirates without Captain Jack Sparrow? No one wants to watch that. Depp is the whole show. And if you replace Captain Jack Sparrow with a bunch of girls, what you are left with is a 100% guarantee that the movie will be no fun whatsoever. What made Captain Jack Sparrow so iconic and fun were his flaws. And as we all now know, female movie characters are no longer allowed to be flawed. Instead of interesting and complex, they must all be strong, brave, virtuous, and above all, showing the patriarchy a thing or two about a thing or two. Oh, yeah, that sounds like a load of laughs. The hashtag MeToo movement railroaded Johnny Depp. Disney was 100% on board with that railroading. And now the fascists at Disney are left with another golden goose that will no longer lay any eggs. Serves them right. To be fair, there is some hope. Yes. We're talking to Margot Robbie. We are developing 2 Pirates scripts, one with her, one without, Pirates producer Jerry Bruckheimer said in the summer of 2020. When asked if Depp would return, Bruckheimer added, "Not at this point. The future is yet to be decided." Now, I happen to believe Jerry Bruckheimer is one of the rare good guys in Hollywood. Pirates is his baby. If anyone can woo Depp back, it's Bruckheimer. But for reasons we all understand, Depp is furious with Disney for lynching him in the press without due process. What's more, after he was exonerated by a jury in a civil trial, Depp has said he will never do business with Disney again. Well, based solely on the principle of opposing the sexual grooming of underage children, no one should do business with Disney. But Disney desperately needs a viable franchise, and Depp could probably use a cash infusion. Oh, gee, that was fast. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.